Well, my next guest is the retired United States ambassador to the Netherlands, also spent 9 terms as a congressman from Michigan and was the House Intelligence Committee chairman for a period of that time of his tenure. Pete Hoekstra always has great takes and great insights. He's with us now. Pete, good to see you.
Hey, good to be with you. Good morning.
And I want to get right to it. Let me start with this. We were talking about this in the break, and I just want your take on it. I think Joe Biden has taken 3 questions in something like 9 or 10 days. I'd have to look, but it's not many. He takes no questions, no press conferences, no press events. And when he does, on the rare occasion he does it with a 3x5 card, and he calls on who he's allowed to call on because he's told to, or however that goes. I've never seen anything like it. You've got problems with Afghanistan. We've not heard him talk about the drone strike that killed a family of 10, including 7 kids. We haven't heard him talk about the southern border. We haven't heard him talk about the FDA rejecting what he said was going to be the booster shots beginning September 20th. That was a few days ago now. That hasn't happened. I mean, there's one failure after another, and he has answered not a single question. Have you ever seen anything like this in your time in and around Washington?
No, I was watching the interaction that, you know, Boris Johnson and the president, well, I guess the president wasn't having an interaction with the media.
Yeah.
The Oval Office a couple of days ago. And, you know, I don't think I've ever seen it before where a foreign head of state is in the Oval Office. You know, so it's the British media and the American media. They're in the Oval Office. And the only one speaking to the press is Boris Johnson. I think he was amazed. He kind of, you know, looks over to the president. Do you want to take a question either from the British media? And it's kind of like, you know, and I think his handlers, our president's handlers saw where this was going.
Sure.
And middle of an answer of the prime minister from the UK, Biden's handlers, they rush in and they start hauling out the media so they make sure that, you know, our president doesn't get any questions. It's unbelievable.
I mean, the look on Boris Johnson's face at that moment, he's like, I'm in the middle of an answer here. All of a sudden there's yelling and chaos and noise and people being run out the door. The White House Press Association filed a formal complaint now saying they have no access to the president. He answers no questions. They may have complained about Donald Trump a fair amount, but Donald Trump, when he was president, availed himself to multiple interviews from hostile interviewers and good, you know, kind ones and hostile ones the same. This guy is not available, but you know why. Come on, Pete. This guy's not available because he can't handle it. He can't do it, I don't think.
He can't. He's not quick enough on his feet to rein, you know, to cover the broad range of issues that people want to ask him about. You know, I wrote an op-ed this morning that was just published, and you know, not many people have caught this, but you know, at the UN the other day, the president said he was the first president in 20 years to stand in front of the UN at a time when America was not at war. Well, you know, I'd like to know how the radical jihadists feel about that. Yeah, we left the battlefield in Afghanistan, but, you know, we've got Yemen, we've got Somalia. We do still have Afghanistan. We have Africa. You know, the jihadists are still at war at us, but do, you know, Blinken, Miley, and Austin, did they put that in there? Did they tell the president we're not at war? And then you've got all these other issues, the border.
Sure.
You know, it's unbelievable that this president will not address the American people on these very critical issues.
I mean, it happened to be so bad at the southern border that the Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he put out hundreds of Department of Department of Public Safety vehicles out there along with the National Guard. He lined the border. He stopped the invasion at Del Rio. It took him one day to move everything into place. He said, we've had enough. The federal government will not do its job. We're going to protect our state and, as a result, the country. I mean, what kind of national security issue is it, honestly? You just got these people coming in, and we've got video, piles of it, from the other side of the river where you've got stacks of ID. All of these people are dumping whatever ID they have because they've been told if they come to the United States with no ID, it's easier to get in. Isn't that amazing, frankly?
Well, and I think you could also say that the administration, those that are talking to the press, are lying to the American people. You know, they're saying all these Haitians are going to return to Haiti. And now we're hearing that thousands are just being, you know, let out on the streets.
Mass release,
you know,
correct.
And those kinds of things. Same thing with Afghanistan. What is it? Of the 60,000 Afghans that are already in the United States, what, less than 20% either have ties to the United States in one form or another? And
actually, Pete, the number I saw yesterday, the newest, 3%. That, now, I can't verify the number, but 3% are special visa holders, the SIV holders, or have some tie to the United States. 3% out of 60,000. Who are the rest of these people? Who are they?
Well, no, that's what I think. I think there's another 15% that have some ties to America. They've got a green card or those types of things. But, you know, whether it's 3% or whether it's, you know, 17 or 18%, at a minimum, 80% of the people that are here were not the ones that we were targeting to try to get here. We have no idea who they are.
50,000 people we brought in, not knowing their intents, not knowing their background, not knowing, frankly, who they are or anything about them. For all we know, they could be from Iran. They could be from China. They could be from Russia. We don't have any idea because we've done such a horrible job leaving Afghanistan. These are all national security concerns. And I saw Leon Panetta yesterday, former Secretary of Defense, saying, yes, this is going to lead to a terrorist attack from outside forces on U.S. soil. He said it's almost a certainty. I mean, think about that. That's a Democrat.
Steve, you're wrong. Remember, the president said the war is over. America's not at war.
Yeah. I'm glad he said
it's
so.
Leon Panetta is exactly right. We are headed to a period of instability. But remember, you know, you say that we're doing such a miserable job, but this president and the administration, they believe in open borders.
What other country in the world has open borders like that? What other country of any significance just has open borders? Come and go as you please. Nobody does that.
Nobody does, no. But that's what these folks believe in.
Why?
It's a disaster.
I mean, what do they think? I mean, if they think that Texas is going to become a Democrat state, I keep hearing that Texas is going to go blue. Texas is not going blue. In fact, what's happening, Texas is getting more red. The Hispanic communities are as angry as anyone. The established Hispanic communities of legal U.S. residents, citizens that were born here that are Hispanic, that have family and family trees that go back into Mexico and so forth, are the most angry because what happens when these folks show up like we're seeing now? Many of them just show up in the Hispanic communities. They don't have a job. They don't have a place to stay. They don't have a way to get fed. They become a parasite on the community. Plus, they become criminals. It becomes a big disaster for everyone. And so they're rejecting it. It's not turning Texas blue. It's doing quite the opposite. But I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I mean, immigrant communities. I'm an immigrant. You know, my parents immigrated when I was a young kid. But immigrant communities feel the strongest about making sure that we have a legal, enforceable way to come into the United States. They, you know, they don't like this mass migration that is out of control.
And why would they? Pete Hoekstra, always appreciate you being here. Former House Intelligence Committee Chair, Ambassador to the Netherlands, and so many more things that you've done. That's why your voice is so important, Pete. Thank you.
And it's always great to talk to Steve Gruber, who, you know, every once in a while just gives the former president a call and, you know, talks to him for 20, 25 minutes. Congratulations.
Thank you for that. We do have that opportunity from time to time. Pete, we'll see you next time.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the Great American Story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.